family based on the incredible true story of America's most decorated dog.
I confer the honorary rank of sergeant on Stubby, the regimental mascot.
You could all learn something from him.
Now playing in theaters nationwide. Go see it today.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
Michael Caputo is a former President Trump campaign aide. Now, he just sat down with special counsel Robert Mueller for an interview regarding the 2016 presidential election. He's been making the media rounds, and he said and talked about what the focus of a lot of his questioning all pertained to.
I learned they're still looking at Russian collusion. They're still looking for it. While I wouldn't be asked about charges of obstruction or asked about financial crimes, I was there during the time when they believed that Russian collusion was initiated. That would be the only thing that they would ask me about. That certainly is the only thing we talked about.
Camille Cosby, Bill Cosby's wife of 54 years, blasted his accusers, the prosecutors in the case, and the media as being lynch mobs and seeking mob justice today in her first official statement from the Cosby household since the ex-TV icon was found guilty of sexual assault. The 3-page statement was emailed to media earlier today by a Cosby spokesman. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Investors and many people on Wall Street will be keeping a close eye on the jobs report that comes out tomorrow. Former Fed Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan joined Fox Business to share his thoughts on the economy and inflation.
Till inflation rears its head politically, we're not apt to do what is required to sustain the process, which is now beginning, but is unlikely to show in the data for still quite a while. We're in a state, we have been in a state, of stagnation for quite a number of years, since 2008, in fact.
Greenspan then describes what he believes the state of our economy is right now.
What we're looking at now is the merging to what we used to call stagflation, which is the combination of slowed economic growth and accelerating inflation, which theoretically was not supposed to be able to happen before. But we're moving towards stagflation, and in the process of moving in that direction, it feels good, but it's a false dawn.
Finally, back on this date in 1978, a marketing executive transmitted an unsolicited sales pitch for a new line of 400 computers to prospective customers. The stunt did generate some business as well as complaints. And my, how the times have changed since that first spam email was sent back in 1978. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
The answer is, no, I don't know. I don't know. I'm honest. I could make it up like most of the people do on TV. Most of the experts do on TV. They can make it up, tell you something. But I don't work like that. Anyway, welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. I can't tell you why the market is acting and reacting the way it is. It's a market. It's a market. It will do bizarre things. One of the things that you need to know as, well, if you want to be a good financial planner, if you want to be a good money manager, is that the market will do strange and bizarre things. Time and time again. Whenever we see a market sell off and people are scratching their head or comes back to great volatility in the markets, I get lots of phone calls. Lots of phone calls from people that have been listening to my radio show on and off, people that have been concerned also from radio shows, other radio shows, television shows, asking me what I think. Why did this happen? That's the question I inevitably get is why? I don't know why. I can't tell you why. I could give you a bunch of different sound bites and reasons, tell you certain things happened this past week. But the reality is that some trader somewhere may have sold a block of stock for some reason, and another trader may have gotten wind of it, and all of a sudden it starts going in one direction, and there's your momentum for you. How many times in my career have I seen the market go up on really bad news and down on really good news? And then every day you see all of the Wizards of Smart on TV scrambling to make heads or tails out of what just happened. To serve what purpose is what I always say. But what is the point in what they're doing? Maybe to confuse and bewilder you. I keep thinking of that scene in The Birdcage with Nathan Lane and Robin Williams, and he's trying to explain to him football. How does it make you feel? Confused, bewildered. Yeah, that, I think, is their modus operandi. You don't know who to believe. Some of the headlines that I saw on CNBC this past week were scary. Such and such an analyst sees a 40-point market sell-off very soon. What? Oh, okay. And they get into it and this reason or that reason. Listen, people, you have to tune this stuff out. You do. Now, this past week, again, people are, why? Take a look at the earnings numbers. See Boeing's numbers? They were off the charts. Corporate America right now is well on its way to what could be a record-breaking profit season. And from the looks of things, well, it doesn't really matter. Doesn't really matter. The markets are not taking to it right now. I don't know. Maybe they will next week. Maybe they will next month. I don't know when. Now, again, I'm telling you all of this. And I said, well, isn't that your job, Markowski? No. No, that's not my job. That, if you think that what we do, what I do here on this radio program, what we do for our clients at Markowski Investments, is guess what the market is going to do over the short term, I'm sorry. If you want to do that, you might as well, and I've said this plenty on plenty of occasion, go gamble at a casino. Because, you know what, at least they may give you a free room or buy a brunch or buy a drink or two as you continue to lose money. We're not in that business. We're basically trying to figure out who you are, what your risk tolerance is, what you're able to stomach, what your goals are, where you want to be, and working with you to achieve that. We're here to help guide our clients through all of this rough and tumble waters. But you know the funny thing is? The longer they stay with us, the easier it is because they understand it. They can see through all of the BS that is being thrown up there. This column I just put out, we highlighted here several weeks ago on the program, Correction Tales, where I go back at every market crash that we've seen over the past 30 years. And then we look at, and people have forgotten, that the market has corrected 5 times, at least 14% since 2009. 5 times. You get a couple years of very, very low volatility and people become complacent. You cannot become complacent. I think one way I described it here on the program is, you're out there fishing in the Gulf of Mexico and it's flat and beautiful. You can't become complacent. A storm can come up out of nowhere and it can get really rocky. With that being said, it's not for everyone. You get it? It's not. People, there comes a point in time for certain people, not all, but for certain people that they don't want to hear it anymore. They don't want to deal with the volatility anymore. And the reality is, you don't have to. You don't have to. Now, of course, there are trade-offs. You want to change your portfolio around to do away with all the ups and downs and the volatility. Yes, you can link some of the returns to the overall market, the upside. But then again, as well, you're limited to what that upside is going to be in the future. There are ways that that can be done. And that's for some people. And there's nothing wrong with that. The best way I can describe this, and I've done this a lot lately. It's kind of like your tolerance for things later on in life. And I always mention roller coasters. And I think I talked about this on the program and how I like roller coasters. I still do. I still like riding on roller coasters with my kids. But when years and years and years ago, I was able to go on a roller coaster again and again and again and again and again, it didn't bother me. Now I'm with the kids at the amusement park and I go on a couple times in a row. My legs are a little bit off when I get down. I got to take a little bit of a break. I don't have the same tolerance that I once had. And that's okay. That's okay. And this is why at certain points of time, you're going to have to readjust. One of the things that we talked about here on the program is we called it a portfolio fire drill. And trying to take a look at what you're going to need for the next 5 years and how readily accessible those funds are. And you can take everything into account when it comes to that. And where does that money, and is that money in safe assets? If that rogue analyst out there is right and the market corrects by 30%, how would you handle it? How would you handle it? How would you feel? Everyone is different in that regard. And that's something that you need to work through. Again, we've been getting a lot of people from all over the country as of late that have been seeking help with this. Many of them just have had, really a lot of financial plans. They're just ill-prepared. They are. They're not trained properly. They don't have their sea legs by any stretch of the imagination. They don't know how to handle the volatility. They freak out. When things get through, I can't tell you how many times that happens. you see financial freak out and do the wrong thing. Get your financial plan done the right way. And part of that also comes with assessing oneself, knowing thyself. How are you going to deal with all of these things? Put all of this out on the table and get it done the right way and sleep well at night. I, for one, listen, been around the block, let's just say, a hell of a lot more than one time. When I see the market sell off 400 or 500 points on nothing, I don't lose a wink of sleep. It doesn't bother me, but it's not the same for everyone. Again, we're here to help you. Get to our website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. One word, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Sign up. Free consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great stuff there at the site. Watchdogonwallstreet.com. We also have our 24-hour-a-day help hotline, 800-471-5984. That number again, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Hi, Mike. This is Joanne. We're from Lansing, Michigan. And
we love our Ring video doorbell.
Yeah, it was a gift.
From my sister.
Right.
Anyway, let me tell you our story. I was doing laundry in the basement, and Lily, our daughter, just wandered out the front door.
Right, you were at home. I was at work, and I get the alert on my phone from Ring. From the front door, I can see on live video, our daughter is walking out towards the street. But we both got notifications. Get here, listen.
Lily, what are you doing, sweetheart? Get Lily, inside.
Get back inside.
Get back inside!
It's like I was there. I mean, without being there.
I'm Jamie Siminoff, and stories like this are exactly why I started Ring. Join Mike, Joanne, and the millions of your neighbors who love Ring. So go to ring.com/America and receive a special offer on the Ring video doorbell. That's ring.com/America.
Ah, springtime. More color, more light. Let the sunshine in and frame it beautifully with fresh new window coverings from Budget Blinds. We're your neighborhood experts, and we're backed by the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. Only Budget Blinds gives you style and service for every budget. We do it all for you. Bring the showroom right to your home. Then expertly design, measure, install, and back it up with the best warranty in the business. This spring, the more you buy, the more you save. Up to 15% on select window coverings. Call your neighborhood experts and see for yourself. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS now for a free consultation right at home. Get savings up to 15%. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS or go online to budgetblinds.com. Let the sun shine in and frame it beautifully. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-325-0170. That's 800-325-0170. 800-325-0170.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. All right. I don't like to lecture. okay? And again, in many respects here, to many people listening to the program, what I'm going to be talking about right now is basically preaching to the choir. These are things that I have talked about on the program in the past. But again, there's a reason why you go to church every week, every year. It's the same readings, same gospel next year. It's important that we go over this, especially when I get some of these numbers that are coming in here. Latest bit of information that I've received, finding that 42% of Americans have less than $10,000 tucked away. 42%. I got another report from the Economic Policy Institute. Found that, again, surprise, surprise, many Americans are highly unprepared for retirement. And this report looks at the mean and median retirement savings of working age families. Okay, here's the chart here. Here's the chart. And the highs for the amount that was put away and saved were back in 2007 into 2008. I want to go through every age group here. 56 to 61. Back in 2007, 2008, you're talking over $211,000 saved. That's the mean. Today, it's $163,000. 50 to 55, it was $135,000. Now it's $124,000. 44 to 49 crowd. It was $91,000. Now it's $81,000. The one group that's actually ticked up, 38 to 43-year-old crowd was at 54, is now 67. 32-year-old to 37-year-old was 27, is now 31. Now, break this down to some degree. The reason why the people, that are the older people, 56 to 61, who were obviously 10 years younger at that point in time, they sold out. They sold out. They listened to Glenn Beck, told them to the world was going to end, the sky was going to fall, or somebody else out there and told them to go out and buy Krugerrands or some other gold coin, and that's why they lost. You didn't listen to me. You didn't listen to me. You didn't have to sell out your entire portfolio, did you? Did you need the money at that point in time? No. No, but you did. You did. You bought into the fact that the world was going to end, and guess what? It didn't. Again. And that's why their savings is down. Take a look at the run-up from 2009 to today. It's a shame, but that's what happens. And this is what I get hot and bothered and angry from time to time here on the program. I try to keep my cool. But when I see people on TV, I hear people on the radio selling all sorts of crap, scaring people into doing stupid things with their money. And they do. Anyway, the median, okay, these numbers, the mean is a little bit different. The median, okay, takes into account something else entirely. This is not good at all. The median numbers are brutal. The 56 to 61 year old, 17,000. 50 to 55, 8,000. 44 to 49, 6,000. 38 to 43, 4,200. And the 32 to 37 year old crowd, $480. Guys, this is not a good sign. This is not a good sign at all. We here at the program, we try to explain to people the earlier you start to save, the less you have to save. We live in a country, unfortunately, where people are getting, I guess, too addicted to their stuff. And are failing to look towards the future. Now, again, everything in life is a trade-off. There are consequences to the choices that we make. If you don't want to save, and you don't want to put money away, and you want to live life like every single day it doesn't matter, that's fine. But you're not going to be able to retire. That's what you choose to do. That's okay. And like I said, everyone is different. But for everybody out there that is relying, that you think that Social Security is going to pay your way, you think that pension that you have is going to cover everything, you are going to be in for a rude awakening. There's a reality that we've been talking about for decades here, talking about for decades, that is now here. People are living longer. They're outliving their retirement. And if we're crying out loud, I don't understand why one would want to worry about outliving one's money. That's got to be scary. That's a scary, scary scenario. Imagine being in your late 60s and early 70s and you're healthy and ready to go, and you followed the American conventional wisdom, and you retired at an early age. Oh, I can get out and retire when I'm 62, 65, collect Social Security. I got my savings. And all of a sudden, you realize that your savings are not enough, and you start thinking about, gee whiz, am I going to outlive my money? And you're a proud individual. You don't want to call up your kids and ask them for money. This is the reality. Okay? You know, I like I said, I don't like to lecture. But when you have a nation, not everyone, but a large swath of the nation sticking their head in the sand, you need somebody like me to come up and kick you in the ass. Sorry, there's no other way to put it. You need me to do that. Time and time again, I've explained here, people, I am not Mary Poppins. I'm not your local yokel schlock broker that's going out golfing with you. I'm the guy you need. I'm the guy that's going to be brutally honest with you. Do you understand? I'm not the guy that's going to kiss your butt. And again, if you take a look, who are your true friends in life? The ones that are honest with you. You need the same type of relationship with your financial advisor. What you see is what you get with us here. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Again, become a part of the Watchdog on Wall Street family. Newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Donald Trump addressed religious leaders at the White House as it was a National Day of Prayer. The president has some news about a new executive order.
We condemn all crimes against people of faith, and today we are launching another historic action to promote religious freedom. I will soon be signing an executive order to create a faith initiative at the White House.
North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un has released three U.S. citizens detained for years in horrific prison camps, surrendering to another one of President Donald Trump's demands in advance of a historic summit between the two leaders whose countries have long been adversaries. Americans are increasingly succumbing to what researchers call death of despair, which is suicide by either alcohol or drug-fueled death. That's according to a new study that was released earlier today. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. I found this story fascinating. It was a really lengthy piece in the Wall Street Journal. And it echoed many of the things that we've talked about and warned about here on the program for a very long period of time. The title of the column is Retirement Shock: Need to Find a Job After 40 Years at General Electric. And they go and they talk to some of these retirees. In particular, one here worked at General Electric in Lynn, Massachusetts. Job paid well, came with benefits, provided a career ladder for a man that only had a high school education, started out cleaning toilets. And the idea was, he says, you had a job for life if you'd gotten in. He's 61 years old. 61, is that old? He rose to punch press operator, and he retired in 2016. Okay, so he retired in his 50s. In his 50s. Okay, that's your choice. Okay, worked for 40 years. So what? He left General Electric with an annual pension of $85,000 a year. Not bad. That's a pretty damn good pension, don't you think? $85,000 a year. And he got company stock that was valued at more than $280,000. Okay. He's still not getting Social Security. He could start getting that next year. He said retirement looked pretty good until GE shares collapsed. His shares are now worth about $110,000. Now he has to look for a job. He says, I never planned on retiring and having to go back to work. He's got monthly mortgage payments and supports a partially disabled wife. Monthly mortgage payments? Wait a second. You're still paying off your house and you're going to decide to retire? You really think that that's such a good idea? Now, okay. And in this column, it talks to various different GE retirees that are having the same problem, that have a lot of company stock that they never sold. This is the reason why I'm bringing this up. I'm not here to lecture these people that are having a difficult go of it right now. I'm not. I can help them, but that's not what I'm here to talk about. I'm here to talk about another reality that people have. The belief that the company stock that they get is like sacrosanct. They can't sell it. They shouldn't diversify. Here's a guy's entire portfolio was in General Electric. Let me put it to you this way. I don't care. I don't care if you think that you work for the greatest company that ever was. I don't care if you have a picture of the CEO of the company you work for above your dining room table. You must diversify. Late 1990s, I'm talking with workers at Enron and other companies, pleading with them, begging them, listen, you've got to start selling some of this stock. You are not diversified. Why would I do that? The stock's going up. I work for a great company. It's all ranked as... I'm saying, but you know what? Even blue chips die. Yes, they do. Even blue chips die. It's a fact of life. They all do. And people get this idea in their head, oh, I'm working for the company. It's like they're being disloyal. You're not being disloyal. Let me tell you right now, the CEO of the company that you're working for gets a lot more company stock than you do. And they have automatic sell programs to get out of many of their positions to diversify because it's smart. You never know. Like I said, bizarre and strange things happen. Once the company falls apart, it's too late. How many times have I had to deal with this in my career with people who worked at once blue chip companies? From Kodak to, well, Enron wasn't a blue chip company. I can go on and on down the list. Polaroid. Do you want to talk a little bit more about this? It's important for many people out there. They don't get it. They don't get it. And eventually you can end up paying the price. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Take a quick break right here. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We shall return.
Confused by all the talk about a good night's sleep? There's a lot of new mattress companies, but they're all missing something. They're missing expertise. Introducing Tomorrow, the new mattress and sleep system from Serta Simmons Bedding. Tomorrow is great sleep, delivered right to your door. Use promo code HAPPY for up to $250 in savings when purchasing a mattress, foundation, and sleep protector. That's tomorrowsleep.com promo code HAPPY.
Mike Hewitt here. Bernie Sanders and many on the left are calling for universal income, meaning federal jobs for everybody. Let's boil it down. He calls for communism versus meritocracy, or defeatism versus opportunity. History tells us much about these two diametrically opposing economic engines and indeed ways of life. The former Soviet Union, Bulgaria, Hungary, and many others have abandoned communism because it doesn't work. The peoples of Venezuela, Cuba, and other socialist countries are suffering from the failures of such policy. Meanwhile, the capitalist engine of the United States has provided more to more people for a greater period of time than has ever been recorded in written history. Tell me this, is weakening our borders, disarming our citizens, and destroying our economic engine really a winning campaign idea? You get to decide. Embrace fact over fantasy. For more common sense, visit themikehewittshow.com.
Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly a million people a year. But most of these deaths are preventable with regular activity, a healthier diet, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. You can stop it starting right now. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3237. That's 800-569-3237. Again, 800-569-3237.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back. I just wrote a column over 10 years ago about this. It's just a reality. And at the time, yes, well, 12 years ago. And at the point in time, the Dow had hit another record. CNBC was going nuts. Break out the party hats. We are going back to the go-go 1990s. Woohoo! Yeah. Oh, yeah. Remember Fox News had its computer graphics with the explosions and sound effects. what did we suggested in this column? We said that, guess what? And this is how I started off the column. Said, I predict that Walmart and General Electric will no longer exist. That's right. I called it. I don't make picks here in the program, but I called it here. I write in one of my newsletters that they're no longer going to exist. I'm Murkowski. What the hell are you talking about? Two Dow components. Cornerstones of our economy. Titans of industry. They're no longer going to be in business, huh? They're not going to be the first titans to fall, and they won't be the last titans to fall. But sooner or later, they'll go out of business. And I talked about the Dutch East India Company, and I brought this up before on the program, 1602. It's the first company that issued stock. If you remember the second Ocean's film, Ocean's 12, when they're in Europe, and they have to lift the building up in order to steal the stock certificate from the Dutch East India Company. You know that this company paid an annual dividend of 18% a year for over 200 years. 200! Perspective. That, my friends, is a blue chip company. That, my friends, is a company that's out of business now. Yeah. We've talked about Joseph Schumpeter, creative destruction. Creation builds and destroys. You get it? Capitalism creates entrepreneurs that in turn invent, which then allows for economic growth while simultaneously destroying the value of existing companies. If you use history as a guide, somebody will build a better mousetrap. And even the bluest of blue chips will be no more. Now, again, we've talked about here on our program how that has become a little bit more difficult today because many businesses, many big businesses out there get themselves intertwined in government, part of my Watchdog on Wall Street axis of evil. But the reality is, people, is that you need to pay attention to this because you don't know. No one ever knows. Wall Street thinks that they're telling you that they know. Back in the late 1960s, early 1970s, Wall Street put out a list. I think it was J.P. Morgan Chase. It was one of their sales pitches at the time to try to get people to open up an account. They had their Nifty 50, they called it. Nifty. I like that word. Nifty 50. It was a list of stocks that investors could buy, get this, buy and hold forever. They were basically calling that they knew that these companies would never go out of business. These companies were so great, so awesome, that nothing would happen to them. That was on that list. Joe Schlitz Brewing, Kmart, Polaroid. Oh, I can go on. Get your financial plan done, people. Get the help you need. Get to WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com or give us a call, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Stephen Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Yeah, I would say that's probably one of the more recognizable guitar riffs of all time, wouldn't you? Welcome back, everybody. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street show. We got to get into some ripoffs and scams. And again, to our newer listeners out there. And again, I'm proud to announce here on the program that the show continues to grow in leaps and bounds. 18 years out. 18 years out, we've been doing this show, and we were told that wasn't gonna make it. Only started out with a couple affiliates because I wasn't gonna do buy, sell, or hold. Now, again, I get it. I limit myself on purpose. I limit myself in the Growth of the Show on purpose because of the advertisers that we do not take. Because we won't take the, I'm not taking the gold salespeople and all the other ones out there that are also prevalent, other scam artists. We don't do that. We separate ourselves from that stuff, which is okay. It's okay. I'll do things my way. My way. The shortcuts, people in life, are not the answer. Again, from our new listeners out there, our motto here always has been, everything in life that has meaning, value, and worth involves work, time, and effort, which kind of segues me into our ripoff and scam section. Because if you know that, and you believe that, and you understand that, and you live that, then you won't get ripped off. You won't get ripped off because the con artists out there are always trying to sell you a shortcut, quick and easy way. They're either trying to sell you a shortcut or they're trying to scare you into doing something. That is the bait that they use. It's a story that I saw about a guy, he's a 49-year-old guy. He's going to get 37 months in prison. I want everybody to put that in perspective. 3 years. We'll call it 3 years, right? Meaning he'll get off with good behavior in probably a year. This is for defrauding investors of more than $6 million in a Ponzi-like scheme. He used the money for his own personal use, repaid prior investors with the funds akin to a Ponzi scheme, generated phony financial statements. Again, did anybody look into this guy? Ready to take a look at what this guy was promising them? Returns. Yeah, he was promising returns in some cases of 15% a month. Again, do you have any idea what 15% a month amounts to over time? Have you picked up a compounding calculator? Did you even calculate those numbers? It's absurd. Nobody's done that in the history of the planet. It's not possible. Yet he was still able to get people to suspend, again, what is true, that everything in life that has meaning, value, and worth involves work, time, and effort. We're not going to believe that anymore. We're going to get away from that. And you get burned. Anyway, I wanted to touch, because I called it here on the program. People were aghast and they're like, how is this possible? What is Goldman Sachs doing? Why would Goldman Sachs, we covered it here on the program, Goldman Sachs stepping in and buying Venezuelan bonds. This was last fall, I think. Why would they do that? Venezuela's going under. They're not paying their bonds. I said, mark my words. If anyone is going to get paid back or anyone's going to make money on those bonds, it's going to be Goldman Sachs. And sure enough, the only bondholders that are getting paid back are Goldman Sachs. Now, if you take a look at it, basically what Goldman Sachs did was they bought some of these bonds from inventory, meaning inventory at Venezuela, basically giving them the money, giving them another lifeline. That's Goldman Sachs for you. Here's a story that was interesting. Morgan Stanley just fired a broker. I feel bad for this guy. I do. Here's a guy that they fired for reputational risk because he wrote a memoir. About how earlier on in his career he abused drugs and he did some things and how he got off and he cleaned himself up. But they fired him. And this was even before he was a member of the firm. Now, what I found interesting and the reason why I bring that up today is the fact that Morgan Stanley let a guy stay on at the firm. Again, he was one of their big, big, big brokers. Let the guy stay on after he had restraining orders put on him by multiple women that worked at the firm. He was caught abusing, actually physically accosting women at the firm. But that was okay for Morgan Stanley because he did a lot in commissions. Again, I want you to understand the thought process, who these people are that you do business with. Why? Why would you? It makes no sense. I want to mention this quickly as well because we covered this story. Again, a lot of people got burnt on this stock, and a lot of big-time investors got burnt on this stock. Theranos. Remember the founder, Elizabeth Holmes? She raised $700 million from people. Well, the whole thing was another Silicon Valley fugazi. One of the things that you have to be very, very careful with, and we are here, are companies that are hyped by the media with superstar brand new on all of our it list CEO types, whether it be Melissa Meyer from Yahoo or Elizabeth Holmes or countless other superstars out there. More often than not, they're basically nothing. And again, another one that proves it. Theranos is no more. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Rudy Giuliani's admission Wednesday night that President Donald Trump reimbursed his lawyer for paying off an adult film star was part of a larger strategy. That's at least according to New Jersey Governor Chris Christie.
You know, there's an old saying in the law, hang a lantern on your problems. Right. So he comes in. He knows that there's been different stories being told about this payment and how it was made. So the fact is that Rudy has to go out there now and clean it up. That's what lawyers get hired to do. So he goes out there and he puts it out rather than having some reporter give breaking news that the president reimbursed it. So it's a typical thing to do.
That audio courtesy of Good Morning America. Severe weather is still a threat today, and 9 tornadoes were reported from Texas to Iowa yesterday, with some straight-line wind gusts exceeding 100 miles an hour. The tornadoes produced damaging wind, heavy rain, and the Kansas City metro area is under a flash flood warning through this afternoon. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Facebook. There are a lot of questions right now on how Facebook works. People are asking, who can see what I share? Why do I see posts from ads? And how does Facebook use the information I share online? Facebook spokesperson Michelle Mandara offers tips on how to improve your experience.
You have control over the content you see and share on Facebook. If you see a post from someone that you aren't really into, you can click snooze and temporarily remove that person. Or if you want to see more photos of your best friend's baby, then click see first so they always appear first in your feed. You will see ads on Facebook since that's what allows Facebook to be free, but you can remove or block ads that you don't like. Our ad preferences allows you to control the ads you see on Facebook.
The app controls show you what apps you've logged into, the information you have shared, and how to remove them. For more, visit facebook.com/help.
A disgraced comedian's wife stands by her man. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
A week after Bill Cosby is convicted of aggravated indecent assault, his wife Camille issues a statement in which she calls for a criminal investigation into, quote, the district attorney and his cohorts in her husband's case. She calls them a, quote, homogenous group of exploitive and corrupt people whose primary purpose is to advance themselves professionally and economically. And she also takes aim at the media for what she calls its relentless demonization of her husband. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Police say a Frontier Airlines employee was stabbed by a coworker inside the Philadelphia International Airport terminal today. The Philadelphia Fire Department says a 24-year-old man was stabbed at around 11:20 Eastern Time in Terminal E, which houses Frontier Airlines. Police say the employees got into a fight, which led to the stabbing of the coworker. This is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
With the latest in the ups and downs of the first-time jobless claims, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The Labor Department reporting the first-time jobless claims filed last week were up by 2,000 from the previous week.